Hello, hello, good morning. This is Catherine. I'm not feeling that name today. I mean, it is my name, but I'm feeling like fairy energy. It's like, bing! Yeah. So this is a fairy. Yeah, it's, so I'm podcasting right now, and I'll tell you that I am drinking my coffee, which is a big podcast no-no. Probably. I mean, I didn't look up the rules or anything, but it's probably not considered good etiquette to be drinking coffee and podcasting, but, you know. I was going to say I'm a rule breaker, but that would be full of shit, because I'm not. Oh, that's funny. Well, that's what does that tell me about my ego, though? Because I wanted to say it, but because I draw attention to it, the things we draw attention to are the things that we're still working through with our own egos. Because I still worry about what people think, but I'm working on it. But we all are. Oh boy. Fairy energy. Ooh, it's here. Okay. Anyway, I digress. So, hold on. Let me take a sip. Let me take a sip of coffee to calm this down. And we can talk about this topic because it's a really good topic. And they're sending me all these images. And I want to make sure I get this out before I lose it. Okay. Good morning. If you haven't had your coffee and you weren't awake, now you will be. Okay. So, today's topic, I would like to talk about clearing the past versus allowing the future. This is a heavy, dense topic. Oh, okay, they're showing me. This is why my fairy energy has just come out. It literally just went from 0 to 100. As soon as I pressed record on this podcast, my energy went from grounded, like gentle, I can't explain it. Even keel energy to all of a sudden it just went like glitter thrown everywhere because this topic is a dense topic. So the energy flowing through me right now is going to counteract it so that more people when they're listening are able to receptively hear it somewhere in their subconscious so they can pull from that information and wealth of knowledge when they're ready to. But anyway, I digress. So, okay, clearing the past versus allowing the future. And this topic comes up, and I mentioned in one of my other podcasts. So I don't have a script for this podcast thing. I have a somewhat of a structured plan. I know I want this podcast to be part of my business because I'm a clinical hypnotherapist. I do intuitive counseling. I do intuitive readings. I do tarot readings. I do all that kind of stuff. So yes, I have the goal of, you know, having my podcast be part of that. But in terms of the nitty gritty details of, you know, what am I going to talk about? What's going to be, how am I going to categorize everything? What's going to be the theme? Like I don't have that. I honestly don't, which is really not that professional, but my perspective on professionalism is starting to shift because what's professional to one person is not professional to another person. And honestly, I've been spending my whole life trying to be quote unquote professional. And in my actual job, I hate using the word actual because it is real in humanity because it is my job. It is my title. I have a name tag and everything. But what's real to me is this work, connecting with audiences, connecting with the masses, seeing things from a different level. You know, just energy flow and movement and just following the intuition, which, you know, in a professional job, you can't really do. I kind of have to turn this part off for me in order to be able to focus there. And I try and intertwine it the best that I can, but it really is restricting. But anyway, I digress. What was I talking about? Oh, I remember now. Okay. Okay. Energies. Okay. Fairies, calm down. Right. So these podcasts, I don't have a clear path. I only sit down to podcast when I feel guided and intuitively guided to by my angels and my guides. So I've been meaning to podcast, haven't podcasted every time I would go sit down. And I find that when I create the plan, and I don't know if this is for you too, but when I create the plan and I have a structure of like, okay, Tuesday at 7, I will sit down and podcast. And then I come sit at Tuesday at 7 and I sit here, I just draw a blank. Like I don't feel connected to the energy of what I'm being guided to speak about, even though I set the time aside because that's the professional thing to do on these podcasts, as opposed to just I just do them when I feel guided. So I woke up this morning and flooded of information. All of a sudden I was like, oh, I'm going to podcast all of this. And that's that. And hello, that's why we're here. Hey, hello. So clearing the past versus allowing the future. So the reason this topic comes up is because I was guided yesterday. It's interesting because I was actually guided last week to do this. So last week I was guided. Actually, no, this is a lie. I fibbed. Actually, I didn't fib because it's not a fib if you didn't know it was a fib at the time, but I'm acknowledging the fact that it's not fully truthful. It wasn't last week. I felt this energy wave of clearing the past probably starting about a month ago. And it was with little things, you know? It was it started with abstract things, right? So it was clearing of, I guess, negative emotions, positive emotions. There's another podcast that I talked about positive and negative emotions if you haven't listened to it. So if you want to go more into that topic, but clearing all of the emotion or quote unquote negative, because negativity and positivity is subjective, clearing the emotions revolving around topics first, my energy field was like, oh, I should examine the root of those so that I can clear the old crops so new ones can glow. It started there. And then slowly it started trickling down into my humanity. And now I'm down to the point where, so first it was like I cleared the emotional aspects of it. I cleared the mental aspects of it. And now I'm in the tangible human aspect of it. And when I say human aspect, I mean the tangible physical items, right? Now, when I started this whole cleansing process of the past, I didn't expect it to be this spiritual experience. Like which is very ironic because for me personally, if you know me, if you don't, but now you will, everything for me is a spiritual experience. Everything for me is work of art in motion. I see life as art in motion. So regardless of whether it's negative circumstances, positive circumstances, unclear circumstances, everything's just like a moving work of art. So I see the beauty in all of it, even when I'm feeling like a negative emotion and I'm crying and I got boogers all over my face and I'm like on the floor in fetal position, rocking myself back and forth because like the negative emotion is coming up. Yes, I feel the intensity of it, but in the grand scheme of things, I see all of those things as part of the art, right? Because pain can be art, right? And that's when I usually dance. So when I'm feeling all of these things, if I dance, I rechannel that energy and release it in a different way. Just like you may release it in going out to the gym, or you may release it by going, singing karaoke at a bar. But when you channel that energy and everything just flows and ebbs, right? So the reason this came up was because I started doing this clearing of the past and at first there was all these emotions, and for mine a big one was guilt, because I carry guilt for a lot of things. And if you do too, then join the club. Hello, I'm the president of it. And then it was the mental thoughts that started clearing, the thoughts of, okay, where, because you can't have an emotion without a thought, right? So first I cleared the emotion, and then I cleared the thought patterns. I was like, okay, understand the thought patterns. Okay, what was the thought pattern that caused the emotion? I cleared that out. And then last week, I was being guided to start tangibly clearing the past. So that's what I did. So please give me 1 second. I'm going to take a sip of my unprofessional coffee sipping. Please hold. So I started cleansing out my apartment. Now I have a small studio apartment. I live by myself and my fish and my plants and my bears. But so I started cleansing my apartment and clearing out my apartment. Now it's funny because in humanity, our minds might like to create structure, right? Because when your mind creates structure, it knows what to expect, so it can be proactive and have a plan so that it doesn't feel insecure. So our egos don't feel insecure. So I had this plan. I was like, okay, cool. I like to just get things done. Like when I'm in something, I just like to get shit done. So I was like, okay, I'm going to clear out the past and I set the intention and I put on some incense and I put on a candle and I put on some meditation music and I said, okay, I set the intention of clearing out the things that no longer serve to bring in the things that I would like to manifest, right? I set this intention, you know, it was like a quick, like 5-10 minute thing, which by the way, if you're setting intention, it doesn't have to be this grand, elaborate thing. It could be something simple. Life is very easy. We just complicate it. And I'm also the president of that because I complicate everything. But anyway, I digress. So I set the intention and my plan was I'm going to get my whole apartment cleared out. I was like, okay, first I'm going to do my jewelry armoire. Is that how you say it? Armoire? The thing where you put your jewelry in it and like earrings and organizer. I don't know. Armoire. I'm going to go with it. Okay. So first I set the intention of cleaning the armoire. And then I was like, okay, then I'm going to clear out all of my little kitchen area, all of like the foods and things that I'm just like not using and just creating more dust. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to do the same thing in the bathroom. And then I'm going to hit the back part of my apartment, which is where my bed is that I'm looking at right now. And oh my gosh, I have so much stuff behind me. I'm still in the midst of this clearing process and it's giving me ajara. And then I was going to clear out this back space here. Right? And my closet. Oh, the closet. Isn't it interesting how the metaphor of a closet, right? Like they have that metaphor like, oh, I'm still in the closet, right? The metaphor of the closet is a real thing in tangible life, right? Those things that we store away either because we're afraid to let them go or because we want to keep them in a safe spot is physically, usually a closet. It's very interesting. It's where we hide our demons and it's where we hide our memories. Interesting, if you decide to go embark on this journey of clearing the past, what's in your closet? Because it's going to reveal a lot. I'm going to tell you right now. So anyway, I wasn't expecting this to be this grand, elaborate spiritual experience, this whole clearing process, but it became as such. And it didn't hit me until yesterday when I really sat down with it and I was like, all right. And so last week, I finished the front part. I only got to the armoire and I got to the kitchen. And then my ego was like, oh my God, I have to do the rest of it. And my energy was frantic because I wanted to hold on to that schedule of what I planned to get done that day. And it didn't happen. And again, for those of you who know me, I don't usually do anything. This is not always, but most of the time, I don't usually do something unless I feel guided to and the energy feels aligned with it. And I felt the panic angst energy that came up when my ego realized that I wasn't on schedule, quote unquote, of clearing the past that my humanity created to create structure. And I stepped foot into this back area of my apartment. And I was like, I hear you, ego. I hear you. You want to get the plan done. I appreciate it. I know you're trying to create structure for me, but my energy is not aligned right now to handle whatever it is over there. And I had to talk down the ego because it started giving me ajra and it wanted me to just like get it done. Like that's my energy. I just like to get things done. And that's how I knew that this was going to be a spiritual experience because it's almost as though my ego wanted me and started pushing me to frantically, there's a lot of Lees here, clear out that closet. Literally and metaphorically wanted me to clear out that closet in this angst energy, right? That move forward, push energy. But intuitively, I heard the whisper of my soul past the shouts of my ego saying, wait. Oh, I just got a flood of confirmation on that. And my ego wanted me to move quickly through that because when you move through things quickly, you don't feel the massiveness of it. Right? So if your intention is to get something done, to get to the destination, you miss the journey in between, right? You're not able to reflect the journey in between if you're focused on only the destination. Because the destination always changes. But yet our egos and our minds like to think we know the destination, but we make plans and God laughs. It's always shifting. And I heard that small little voice in my head said, wait. And I just trusted. As much as, listen, I'm telling you right now, I really wanted to get that done. Like, I was like, oh, it was killing me. It was killing me that I didn't get everything done. But I trusted. And then when I sat with it, because everyone processes things differently. It takes me time to process things. So then about 2 days after that, I sat down. I was in a calm state. I sat down. I had just fed my fish. I was looking at my aquarium. And then they were like, okay, your ego is afraid of what's going to come up in that closet, because it's almost as though physically and tangibly clearing out that closet is going to expose those shadows that I've been working towards bringing to the light, and they're going to be cleared once and for all. And the ego feels threatened by that because it doesn't want to be tossed aside. Nobody likes to be tossed aside. Nobody. Right? And that's why that panic energy was so strong. And it triggered just that experience of not following my own schedule triggered so many of my shadows, the perfectionism shadow, the self-judgment shadow, the insecurity shadow. All those things got triggered and brought the shadows up to the light even before I touched that closet. So that shows you the depth, or it showed me rather. I mean, hopefully I'm painting this picture so you can feel like you're in it with me to see it. The steps leading up to this final grand finale of actually tangibly clearing out this closet is as much importantly part of the journey as is getting to the destination of clearing everything, because that was the intention that I had set, right? Clear out the things that no longer serve to bring in the abundance that I would like to manifest that's good for me at this time. So, oh my gosh, they send me images in rapid fire, and I just I try and encrypt everything as quick as I can so then I can express it. And I know I'm speaking much faster in this particular podcast because it's filtering so quick. So I'm going to try and speak slower. Right. So I was clearing the tangible things. I finally got to it yesterday. And I got into that closet and I did one step at a time. First, it was like small things like, oh, some clothes I don't wear. And then it was, oh, my 1700 Christmas wrapping papers, because I have a thing with Christmas and I just love wrapping paper even if I don't use it. So I have like 10 rolls of them. I have a hoarding problem. I don't know if you do, but this whole experience of clearing the past is bringing up the reason why I used to be a hoarder. And I say used to be because that no longer serves me and I no longer want to be that. And I've always given myself that title, that label, right, of a hoarder. It no longer serves. And it's been a part of my identity for so long. My ego doesn't know what to do without that title because it's had it for so long. I no longer want to be a hoarder. And that's part of one of the shadows. So I'm starting to clear stuff out and I'm feeling lighter and lighter as I'm doing this, and more things are coming to light. Now, and then I cleared out. First I started with all of like the things that really don't have any trigger, right? No like emotional trigger to it. So I did all those little things, and then I got to the top of my closet where I have all these boxes. And I am personally a very sentimental person. I just am. That's just who I am, and that's okay. And that's part of why I have the hoarding tendency. I'm not going to say hoarding problem because it's not a problem, because I can control what I keep and what I don't if there's sentimental value to it. A hoarding tendency from the perspective of somebody who doesn't hold on to things because their sentimentality comes in, let's say, the pictures of the moment, or they just capture it in their mind and they just store it in their brain. One of my friends does that. He was explaining it, how he takes in situations and circumstances that really bring him alignment or bring him to a place of immense gratitude, and he takes a mental snapshot. He's like, I literally take a picture in my mind and I put it in my brain, and I could pull from that at any time. So everyone does it differently, right? But for me, I created the tendency of keeping little things, right? And I date everything. So I'm feeling the energy, right? And I'm like, I'm going through all these boxes, and I'm like, okay, where am I being guided to? Where do I start? And I picked one box, and I was like, okay, I'm going to do that. So I pull down this bag and I open into the box. And of course, the thing that I got guided towards was one of my first relationships that I've ever had. One of the deepest ones. I had relationships before that, but they weren't, it was like a short-term relationship. But this relationship was almost a 2-year relationship. So I pulled down that stuff and I sat down and I set the intention. I said, okay, I'm going to clear the things that no longer serve. But if I feel an inkling to keep something, I will keep it. So I sat down and I started going through this box. And it's amazing how when you keep certain items or certain things or certain images, it really does, like, it teleports you back to that moment. I looked at it, I was like, I feel like I'm there. You remember everything about it, right? You remember, you know, everyone in their first real relationship, like, you remember that feeling. You remember I can't even describe it, but I saw pictures and all these little things and the dates and the tickets, like, it brought me back to that heart place. It came from a source of love, right? And even though where I am today, because I was looking at the dates, this one was like 9 years ago. Even though today, it no longer resonates with me, that particular relationship, the feeling and the authenticity of that relationship in that moment was always real and will always be real. Even though right now it's not something that serves highest and greatest good on both parts, right? But what the tendency becomes is, when we think of clearing the past, many of us set the intention to discard, to throw out, to get rid of. Words and intentions have an energy, right? So when you heard the words, throw out and get rid of, it almost creates an underlying tone of, I don't want it anymore. Get it out of my life. I don't want you here. I hope I'm explaining this right, because I'm literally, I don't even really know what I'm saying. I'm just speaking as they send it to me, and I'm trying to recreate the experience I'm having So hopefully I can connect with others of you. But when we do that, right, and we set the intention to clear, but our intent also includes that mindset of getting rid of, it doesn't actually clear the past. It holds on to it even more. Because when something is being discarded in a negative light, and I hate to use the word negative because negative is subjective, but I think it's the word that will resonate with more people. When we discard things from in a negative light, with that kind of negative energy, even if we got rid of the item, or we got rid of the feeling, or we got rid of the thought associated to that thing, the past is still there. I understand now why the fairy energy came in so heavily before this conversation. Because this topic is massive. So I'm sitting there, right? And I remember with all the people that I've ever been in a relationship with. Oh, I just felt the shift. I know out of all of my podcasts, this one is the most vulnerable because now it's becoming more personal, but I'm being guided to be more personable, not personable, to be more personal and be more vulnerable to connect with a grander audience, because really that's the goal, to connect. For me, when I was in relationships with other people and having connections with other people, at first I would try and explain why I hold on to these sentimental things from past relationships. I would try and explain the spiritual value of it for me personally. But I found after a while that sharing the fact that I hold on to all these things, and it's not just things from relationships, it's also things from, you know, I have cards from, you know, my uncle in Poland, I have cards from my parents, I have like, but I have boxes from past relationships. But when I would explain that to somebody that I was in a relationship with, an attempt to fully make sense of it for the person, because I was trying to still make sense of why I do that, because I knew why I was doing it, but right now, as I'm in the midst of clearing this past tangibly, I'm starting to see it even more. How can you have someone else understand when you don't fully understand, right? There would be a lot of questioning. It would trigger from my partner. And it's not just from all the partners. I don't think I've ever had. Yeah, no, anytime I try and explain it, it would trigger questioning of me. It would trigger doubt of my commitment to the relationship. It would trigger insecurity in the other person, and rightfully so. I completely understand that perspective, right? Because if you look from a grounded lens of humanity, why are you holding on to shit from your past relationships when you're in this relationship with me? You're clearly not fully committed because you're holding on to these things. But I know that the reason I was holding on to them was for a very different reason than what that person was seeing, right? Because for me, I just had this feeling that one day it was going to happen, that all of these things that I hoarded or held on to was going to be for the purpose of raising my own vibration and shifting. I didn't know when, I didn't know how. And then when I would try and explain that, that's not a tangible, good enough reason. It's kind of the same. It's the same way how I've been saying for years, I know I'm not going to end up living here. I know where I am right now, I'm not going to end up living here. And then people question me and they say, well, how do you know? Well, then where are you going to go? I say, I don't know, but I know I'm not going to be living here. And I've been saying this for years, but it's usually not a good enough answer because it puts the other person's ego in uncertainty. So there's pushback and resistance to it, right? So clearing out these past things that I hold on to when explaining to someone else, I kind of just stopped. I just stopped bringing it up because, not because I was hiding it, but because I found that it tainted the journey and the experience with that person, because walls would go up. And then I would look at them and then in that I was learning the lesson of not letting what the other person is perceiving or feeling make me feel that guilt. Oh, I just put it together. In the beginning of this podcast, I talked about that feeling of guilt, and that's my big one. Thank you for listening, because now I have gained clarity. This whole hoarding, clearing, oh, I just got validation. This whole holding on to sentimental things and all of these things, and oh my gosh, it just clicked. I had to hide that aspect of myself because I felt like no one understood. So I just didn't mention it. But then that's hiding myself. And it triggered the guilt. The guilt of, I shouldn't be holding on to these things because it makes the other person feel a certain way. But I know the intention of holding on to them was for a greater purpose. Whew, that's some deep stuff for 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm gonna take a sip of coffee for that because that's a lot. So as I was clearing this past and I pulled that box of my first relationship and I was looking at these things, I was teleported back there. And all of those feelings of the love and the gratitude for the person and the, God, just the immense unconditional love for the experience and connection with that person and the lessons and the co-creation of the journey together for the time that we had and everything just flooded in. And this whole process is, this whole process of clearing the past right now for me personally, with tangibly getting rid of these things. Getting rid of is the wrong word. I apologize. I take that back. It's not getting rid of honoring these things, but releasing them into the light so that I may move forward. It's shifting everything. And I told myself that, you know, because I scrapbook. So what I'm going to do is all these boxes as I go one step at a time, you know, to honor the journey and all of the relationships I've had, I'll create a scrapbook page for each one and only keep some things, because I remember I was reading the book Tuesdays with Maury by Mitch Albom, and the professor talks about holding on to all of your love letters. Because regardless of what's going on right now in your life, the feeling of that love that came from the other person is real. The feeling that you felt in response to that was real. So I've been honoring these things as I pull them out one at a time. And I release them and I set the intention and I say, I release you in love and light. And genuinely mean it. And I'm not even putting them in a garbage bag, because for me, a garbage bag symbolizes that it's garbage and it's not. I'm putting them in like a nice bag just to honor and respect it. And I only got to the first box. I only got to the first box. And when we set the intention to clear the past in this way, we can't rush through it. Because when you rush through it, you miss that. You miss that aha moment where things become clearer. In order to allow the future to step in the way that you would like to see it, the way that you imagine it and envision it and manifest it. In order to do that, the past must be cleared. But it must be cleared in heart light. It's free will. We all have our own way of doing things in our own timing, on our own journey. But in order to truly clear the past, to make way and allow for the future to fully unravel in a way that serves the highest and greatest good for everyone involved, the past must be cleared with honor and respect and gratitude and love. And if you're not in a place where you can feel that reverence for that experience, then it's not the time yet to clear that. Because everything's an energy exchange. It's the intention we put behind it that comes back to us. So then just hold off, and you'll know when it's time. You'll know. I promise you, you will know and be guided when it's time to really clear the past. So this was a very long-winded podcast. I don't even know how long I've been talking because I kind of go into meditative state. But I have this feeling that this particular recording, it's going to shift something collectively. I'm manifesting that it brings greater light to the world. Because that's really all we're here for, all of us, in one way or another. Each of us is a light. And I set the intention for you to be able to shine your heart light as strongly as possible so that you can feel the abundance that's around us each and every day. Namaste.